Welcome to Grounded Theory Unbound, a podcast about all things Grounded Theory. This podcast is hosted by the Veterans and Families Institute for Military Social Research at Anglia Ruskin University. I am your host, Dr. Nicky Van Bechel. In today's episode, we explore my journey from the structured world of animal science to the exploratory and explanatory realm of grounded theory research. I've been doing a lot of talking about grounded theory lately, and in a number of conversations, I was asked about my experience of moving from animal science to grounded theory. I'm still a senior lecturer in animal health and teach on animal science courses. So although I have not completely left animal science behind, I'm definitely making myself comfortable in the grounded theory world. It's therefore worth exploring this because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one making this journey. And throughout this journey, it came with identity crises, asking myself who I am, why am I doing it? And therefore, without further ado, let's chat, let's explore, and see if this resonates with anyone. My journey began when I was a student. I went to university in Belgium, so my journey began in the lecture theatres at Ghent University, where lectures in zoology captured my imagination, and even some evening lectures in ethology fascinated me immensely, knowing how animals learn, how they behave, and how we impact on that. So as a trainee animal scientist, I was immersed in the quest for understanding life at a very fundamental level. I spent years trying to figure out the language of anatomy, physiology, nutrition, genetics, behavior, and trying to aim to unravel the mysteries of animal health, disease, and welfare. But what initially drew me to animal science were not just the science itself, but the questions it posed about how animals work and what things affect their health, and the interconnections between living beings and how human action affects animals. I was fascinated by stories hidden within every cell, every organism, and every species. It was a pursuit filled with precision, predictability, structured experimentation, and just the scientific journey. But as I delved deeper, I realized that while I was answering critical questions around animal science, in my more broader career as a lecturer, there were more complex issues that science and the scientific method alone just couldn't address. Issues of human behavior, social structures, human-animal relationships, and any underlying pattern that governs our interactions and our experiences. And it was this realization that I initially found it very unsettling, and it was exciting, but it was unsettling nonetheless because I didn't quite know what to do about it. So it kind of marked the beginning of this intellectual unrest, if you will, that propelled me beyond what was animal science or what I knew as animal science and what I knew as the quantitative approach to social science. And at that point, I wasn't familiar with qualitative work at all. So I had no idea what was coming at me and what was beyond. So this significant pivot then in my academic journey and my life as an academic from animal science to grounded theorist just unfolded over my six-year period as a doctoral student. So I enrolled on a Doctor of Education program at Anglia Ruskin to explore course leadership, because that's where I was in my career at the time. And it wasn't just a transition. Over time, it turned out this was a profound transformation facilitated by the structure of a doctorate, but also facilitated by the people and the content that I was exposed to and the explorative nature of a doctorate. So I enrolled in NatD as a deliberate step into the unknown, into what I didn't know. And it was very much a commitment to understanding the broader spectrum of research methodologies, to understanding educational theories, and crucially to understand the integration of different domains of knowledge. It wasn't just about science anymore. The program was not just academic either. It was just a journey for me to change personally and professionally. And with an animal science process in mind, it was very much a metamorphosis for me as an individual and as a professional. So in those 6 years, my identity as a scientist was very much challenged. It was enriched. And the EdD, the Doctor of Education, provide a very structured framework But it was in the spaces between that structured learning in stage one, in the taught stage, where I found myself very much drawn to complexities of grounded theory. And the fact that it was very much grounded in the objective way of doing research, even though later down the line I realized that that was not tenable, it was still there. So through coursework, through discussions, and finally also through my thesis, I made this shift that pushed me to question, reflect, and ultimately embrace the ambiguity and the diversity of human experience, social interaction, and social processes. But what I did find is that this period throughout my doctorate, and particularly like the years 3 and 4, when I was getting to grips with what was grounded theory, is it was very much a tug of war between my need and desire and comfort around empirical certainty and the inherent uncertainty and not knowing of social research, and in particular grounded theory. I grappled with questions that had no clear answers. I navigated theories that were in constant flux and constantly evolving, and I engaged with the very messy, unquantifiable elements of human behavior, learning, and social process. And through these struggles and through this experience, I've found I found out about the power and potential of grounded theory. So the doctoral program didn't just teach me about this methodology, it effectively allowed me to live it and to apply in a real world context and to see its impact on educational practice and on leadership practice and beyond, because I'm now applying it to various different contexts. It provided a safe space to explore, which was crucial because I made a genuinely massive shift from scientist to grounded theorist. I had the ability to explore, I was able to fail and then to learn from those failures and move on and become better. And adopting a grounded theory approach as part of my doctorate meant reconceptualizing my researcher role, myself, how I impact on my research, the relationship that I have with my researcher and my participants, and this reflexive approach to thinking was completely new to me, and I had to really think about that. So I learned to value the process over the product and to listen more than I spoke and to find patterns and theories within the stories and experiences of others, of my participants. And this was very much a departure from my previous sole identity as an animal scientist, but it felt really like the right path. So this transformative phase of my life was just, it wasn't without its challenges. You know, balancing the rigor of a doctoral program with my exploration into a new field required a lot of discipline and a lot of patience. It required perseverance, but very much also openness to change and new things. But as I progressed, I found that my background in animal science was actually not a hindrance, but it was a decent foundation and a lens through which I could view and understand the complexity of social research. As a scientist, and with my aim in evidence-based practice, I was very much looking at structured work and pattern finding, which is what grounded theory asked me to do. So the transition from the world of animal science to the interpretive landscape of grounded theory, it didn't just happen in isolation. It was very much a journey marked by structural challenges through the doctoral program, and it was significantly shaped by the indispensable support and guidance of my supervisors. I could not have gotten this far without my supervisors, and particularly Dr. Hilary Angward, who's a very experienced grounded theorist, was ultimately essential in shaping my identity as a grounded theorist and giving me opportunities to develop myself and to explore and to get involved in all sorts of things, which meant that I could embrace this new identity. Enrolling in the program was just a leap into a broader academic universe, but mentorship from supervisors that really anchored that journey. They were experienced academics who understood the intricacies of doing doctoral research, but also appreciated the nuance between the different disciplines. My second supervisor, Philip Howlett, went from being a geologist to being an education researcher and broaden his scope, and he'd done the journey that I was undergoing, and that was comforting. So my supervisors played a pivotal role in my shift towards grounded theory. They were sounding boards for ideas, challenging me to question assumptions and encouraging me to delve deeper into uncharted territories of my research interests. Their guidance was not prescriptive. Instead, they fostered very much an environment of exploration, critical thinking, and self-reflection. And I think that's where the relationship with supervisors is critical for a doctoral researcher. The period of intellectual exploration was very much characterized by regular meetings, exhaustive discussions, iterative feedback, and supervisors helped me to navigate these complexities of transitioning from animal scientist to social researcher to grounded theorist, bridging gaps in knowledge that I had. They were very much approaching this with patience and insight, and they could see how much I struggled sometimes. So they were essential in helping me maintain a rigorous approach that I was accustomed to as a scientist, but also helping me become used to opening up to fluid, dynamic nature of grounded theory. And importantly, their support went beyond academic guidance. They understood the emotional and psychological upheaval that often accompanies such a profound shift in research focus and in identity. They provided a presence, they reassured me at moments of doubt, and they celebrated the small victories that marked my progress. And their mentorship taught me a very invaluable lesson, that the journey of a researcher is not just about accumulating knowledge or mastering methodologies, but it's very much about venturing in the unknown and working around personal growth. And that, to me, is part of what I gained beyond a doctorate and part of what I gained beyond another qualification. So my supervisors weren't merely educators, they were mentors, and they guided me through this labyrinth of academic and personal challenge. They encouraged me to integrate my bioscience perspective with grounded theory. And I remember having discussions with Hillary about grounded theory being very much like evidence-based practice, and that a formal grounded theory, so a grounded theory of grounded theories, is very much like a systematic review where you basically just have a bunch of evidence coming together and you do evidence synthesis. Our worlds were not that dissimilar. So it was through their support that I learned to embrace the messiness of real-world research and to find comfort in the ambiguity and to appreciate the depth of understanding that comes from listening to human experiences. However, integrating my animal science background with grounded theory was not just about discarding one world for another. It was about building these bridges. It was using my analytical skills that I had as a scientist to dissect and interpret social data. The same rigor I applied to anything I did previously in animal science, it was about bringing this scientific lens to a study of human behavior, culture, and interaction. So in this new chapter in my career and in my life, I found that my background in animal science provided a unique perspective on social research. It allowed me to approach problems systematically, it allowed me to remain objective, and in the face of subjective data, and this is something I've really struggled with at times, is how can I make this rigorous? How can I make this objective? And how can I apply a level of methodological rigor that normally is reserved for the hard sciences and that I was used to being judged against? But the most significant transformation was internal. Grounded theory taught me to value the stories and experiences of individuals. It taught me to see patterns and theories emerge from the chaos of real life, and it shifted my worldview from one seeking definitive answers to one embracing fluidity and complexity in human existence. So embracing both qualitative and quantitative research methodology has been a very enlightening evolution. And mastering both approaches has not just expanded my research toolkit and has not made me a better researcher all round, but it's fundamentally changed how I perceive the world of academic research. And now having the ability to apply both methodologies has granted me a very unique lens through which I view my scientific work. Quantitative research, with its precision and rigor and statistics, provides a very clear, measurable understanding of biological phenomena and animal science phenomena. It offers me a sense of security in its clarity and repeatability. But it's the qualitative research, with its depth narrative and context that breathes life into these numbers and statistics. And therefore, rather than being two very separate things, in my eyes, they overlap. They make each other better. They inform each other. And I very much feel that quantitative and qualitative researchers should work together to make better research. And it's this dual approach that opened my eyes to a more holistic, informed way of doing research. It's allowed me not only to ask what is happening, but also why and how. And I want to understand why these things happen in real world context. And it's the comprehensive perspective that is crucial in animal science. We're understanding the human element, how we impact on animals, how society impacts on animals, and any ethical considerations regarding to animals are just as vital as the technical, molecular, cellular, behavioral mechanisms that are investigated normally in animal science. And it's this integration of qualitative and quantitative methods that's also enhanced my ability to communicate scientific findings. And I find being fluid in both languages means I can translate complex data into meaningful stories, making science accessible and relevant to a much broader audience. And it's this duality that hasn't just improved my research, it's made me a better teacher, a better mentor, a better supervisor, and a better communicator. So ultimately, the journey of integrating grounded theory into an animal science framework has taught me that the dichotomy between qualitative and quantitative research is a false one. It is not a dichotomy. Really, it's a continuum, because the real power lies in the combination of these approaches, the ability to use each approach where it shines and to create a richer, more nuanced understanding of our world. And it's a lesson in balance, humility, and the endless pursuit of knowledge. So the journey from animal science to grounded theory research has been one of the most challenging and rewarding of my academic career. It has taught me the importance of inter- and transdisciplinary approaches and the value of embracing uncertainty and the profound depth that qualitative research can offer. And as I continue this journey, my goal is to contribute to a deeper understanding of the human condition and how it interacts with animals, and to bridge the gap between animal and social sciences. I hope to inspire others to cross disciplinary boundaries, to explore the unknown, and to find beauty in the complexity of human life, of society, and our interactions with animals. So, to my listeners, whether you're entrenched in the hard sciences, the social sciences, or you find yourself somewhere in between, I encourage you to step outside your comfort zone, explore new methodologies, engage with unfamiliar disciplines, and embrace the richness of inter- and transdisciplinary research. This was Grounded Theory Unbound. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you've been inspired, intrigued, or simply curious about crossing your own academic boundaries, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out, share your story, and let's continue to explore the vast landscape of knowledge together. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and definitely keep pushing the boundaries of what you know.